Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. I hope that today's podcast inspires, encourages, uplifts, motivates you, and yes, challenges you. After all, what good does it do listening to a podcast if you don't get anything out of it? It's just like listening to a bunch of noise. Hey, I want to talk to you about the subject, I Want to Be Famous. We live in a world of quick fame today. We live in a world where you can post a video and become famous. We live in a world where you can have 6 million followers on TikTok and be a millionaire. It's craziness. We live in a world where talent really doesn't matter. You can post a stupid video on TikTok and all of a sudden you're famous. And everybody's wondering why these young kids who are famous on TikTok can't handle it. Wondering why they're having big parties and driving drunk and committing suicide and all of these things. And it's just going after the same old thing. I want to be famous. When I was a young kid, I wanted to be famous like Frank Sinatra. I wanted to be Elvis. I wanted to be all these people that were singing in those Las Vegas showrooms. I wanted to be doing that myself. And then when I finally did it with Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, for New Year's Eve, I realized that that is not where God wanted me. I was sitting in a, not sitting, we were performing in front of a lot of people on New Year's Eve. And it really dawned on me during that whole thing, this is so unfulfilling, it's so unrewarding. Yes, there is a lot of accomplishment to singing in front of lots of people. If you have that gift, and you're a famous singer, if you're not a famous singer, if you're just working club to club, it takes a lot of talent to do something like that, but it just wasn't for me. But I wanted to be famous. But we have to really, as Christians, define what that means, famous. Famous in what regard? Famous according to the world, because the Bible says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and yet forfeits his soul? Are we famous for singing or playing a sport or acting or creating something, but the world doesn't even have a clue that you're a Christian? Are you famous at your job? Heck, you could be famous at your job. You could be popular at your job. But you can also not tell one person about Jesus. See, it's not about your fame, it's about his. It's about making Jesus famous in everything that we do. It's easy to strive for fame. It's easy to strive for fame. But is that what you really want to be famous in doing? I don't know if that even makes sense. Do you want to be a famous singer? If that's it, that's great. But how are you going to bring Jesus fame, honor, and glory? How are you going to make Jesus famous in a world that hates him? Maybe you want to be the greatest camera operator in the world. You want to work on movies with Steven Spielberg. Are you going to make Jesus famous? Maybe you want to get a promotion at the office, and with that promotion will come a lot more responsibility, a lot more money. Are you going to take credit for it? Or are you going to make Jesus famous? So often we hear celebrities interviewed. We hear famous people interviewed. And you hear it so often. I'm a self-made man. I'm a self-made woman. I've done this all on my own. I did this, I did that, I did this. Can I just say you didn't do anything without God? You did nothing without God. It was God that sustained you. It was God that put breath in your lungs and made your heart beat again so that you could sing another note, so you could play another game, so you can act in another movie. There's nothing worse than a person who is famous, who will win an award, and they'll get up and they'll thank everybody but God. or they'll live an ungodly life and get up there and say, "I want to thank my homeboy Jesus for saving for everything that he's blessed me with." Or they'll just say props to God and they haven't even given him credit for anything the whole year prior. I want to be famous, but I want to be famous for making Jesus famous. I don't know if that makes sense to you. I don't want to be spooky, because how many of you know there's a lot of spooky Christians out there? I want to be famous for making Jesus famous. I want to tell my story. I want to share my story to make Jesus famous so that people will come to know him and their lives be changed forever. See, I hit a stage in my life where I didn't want to chase after stardom. I wanted to chase after God, because when I got born again, that was all that mattered. The pastor talked about walking in the light versus walking in the dark, and there was no in between. And I knew I was in between. And Jesus even says, don't be lukewarm. I'd rather you be hot or cold, but don't be lukewarm. If you're lukewarm, you make me sick. I want to make Jesus famous. I want to make Jesus famous in the way I act. I want to make Jesus famous in the way I father my children. I want to be a better husband to my wife to make Jesus famous. It doesn't make Jesus famous when Christians are getting divorces. Now, I'm not condemning you if you've got a divorce. I've been divorced before. But people are getting divorced. They're just getting divorced as a simple marriage solution. It's all about feelings and emotions, and it's not about commitment. It's not about a covenant before God. So what do you want to be famous in? Maybe you want to be famous, a famous investor, a famous real estate person. Can I encourage you to seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness? And all of these things that you're seeking will be added unto you as well. The last thing we need is another celebrity talking about Jesus in the wrong way. Talking about Jesus, then going out and doing something stupid. You see, a celebrity has a platform. I wonder about some of these celebrities with the platforms they have. Because I see Justin Bieber doing all these great things for Jesus, but then he sings a song called Peaches about getting high and having sex. And I wonder, who are you really trying to make famous when you sing a song like that? Because if you're a real Christian, you should cut that song from your catalog. It should be cut. You should never sing it again. Because it shouldn't be a part of who you are. That's just a fact. You have a huge platform, and you're going to talk about sex and getting high. I wonder if there's anybody around him that can even tell him that. Hey, brother, I love you, but you singing about getting high and having sex with girls is not correct if you're a Christian. If you call yourself a follower of Christ, you shouldn't be singing that song. No, nobody's telling him that, because they're afraid of what will happen. There's a lot of people that in the celebrity, quote, celebrity world that say they're Christians that you don't see any evidence of it in their fruit. And I'm not judging. But when you get a platform like that and you're still singing about sex, drugs, and rock and roll, something's not right. I don't understand how you could sing a worship song and then go on and sing a song like Peaches, which is a vile song if you listen to it. And he has other songs where he's cussing and swearing all through it. Are we going to hold each other accountable, or are we just going to let, he's a Christian, it's okay? No, it's not okay. So do you want to be famous? Make Jesus famous. Seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things that you're seeking will be added unto you. Put God first. Don't forfeit your soul trying to get famous. It isn't worth it. It's fleeting. Put Jesus first and watch what he does. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.